First and foremost, we should be grateful to Allah that Allah Ta'ala has, with His special, unique grace and blessings, during this blessed month of Muharram, on the night of Jummah, Allah Ta'ala has to all of us given the ability, opportunity, capacity, capability to do dhikr, to do His remembrance, perform His dhikr. This is not a minor point. This is not a minor state of affairs. This is not a minor situation. It is not small scale what we have just been grateful for. I haven't been grateful or stated the statement of gratefulness just for the sake of it. Rather, the reality is, the truth is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such beautiful rewards and blessings day and night are present, which we are, because we do not appreciate, we waste them. Muharram itself is a great month. Allah Ta'ala, in the days and nights of Muharram, has placed so many barakat and blessings and mercies. And alongside that, on top of that, the night of Jummah itself is a very blessed night, for it is the night before the blessed day that comes. So these are great treasures that we don't value, we don't appreciate, we're not aware of them, we don't think, we don't search and find out. In the Akhirah, hereafter, there'll be such a situation with a human being that when the rewards will be given to them, they'll be shocked that Allah, due to which deeds did you give us this reward? We weren't even aware. Allah Ta'ala will state that you didn't know at that time, that moment, which was extremely valuable. But myself, I at that time enabled you to do a good deed, the consequence of which is in front of you now. Subhanallah. The reality is that the life of a mu'min, the other name of life, is preparation for akhirah, for hereafter. Don't waste time in life. Allah has not given us a second in life that should be wasted. Not a moment. And every single moment or second within it, Allah Ta'ala has prepared the scenario of ibadat, worship. It's not necessary that only those moments are valuable for us during which we pray salah. No. It's not necessary. It's not the case. Moments, seconds are all the time. 24 hours a day Allah's made extremely valuable. Such barakat are hidden. Such rahmas and mercies are placed within that time that a person can never remain empty-handed. And a person with iman, with belief, how can it be? How can it be that he is devoid of barakat, blessings, and he stands empty-handed? The only reason due to which we are ungrateful, because the moments, the times, the opportunities we don't appreciate, we don't have time ourselves. We're running around work and occupations in the dunya, occupied. Because this dunya we have made our objective. This world we have made the permanent gain, the permanent target. But Allah Ta'ala said that this is temporary. So the biggest forgetfulness, and you could say oversight, is this, that the place that is not necessary here, we have considered as permanent and most important. And everything we measure and gauge versus the dunya. Is there benefit in the dunya? Then I'll do it. Is there benefit in the world? I'll do it. Even deeni aspects we'll implement when there's benefit in the world due to that deeni action. If we stay today, then in the evening there'll be dhikr. And after dhikr, every person will get 50 pounds. So many people will come. How many people will come? Because where's the benefit? Not the dhikr benefit. Rather, what is the meaning of the benefit? 50 pounds dunya will come to us. Alhamdulillah, 50 pounds. Yes, if it won't be a little bit, well, maybe you'll have to put the board outside that the hall's full. Yeah, is 50 pounds nothing anyway? But we'll have to put a board outside, the hall's full, the masjid's full. So this is our scenario. Now we need to switch this, we need to flip this, because time is short. Time is very short indeed. Right? So Allah Ta'ala has also given us that same scenario. It's not the case that £50 will come for £50. Allah Ta'ala says that I'll give you 50,000 hoors if you come to dhikr. Amazing. So you get over there as well. It's not the case you won't get over there. You'll get over there as well. But who has yaqeen? £50 you see now, cash. Red coloured note, £50. Everyone can see it. Yeah? We've got yaqeen in the red coloured £50. But we don't have yaqeen. We're going to die. Then we'll go Jannah. Then many hoors will come. Rewards of this dhikr. Who has yaqeen in that? So this is the point Allah Ta'ala is making us aware. When He gives us understanding, what is that? Yaqeen, certainty. Certainty. You brothers who are sat here, alhamdulillah, you're sitting here to work hard on yaqeen. Yaqeen. Nothing else. There's no other objective. We have no other reason for being here. The behind the doing the dhikr of Allah is not for reward or for opportunity for reward. Don't have that intention. Remember this. When you have the objective, then that is objective, then the real objective will die. If you put any other objective, let's go to dhikr. Why do we do dhikr of Allah? What are the virtues? This and this time. That is the biggest, most foolish individual who wastes the real objective of Allah's dhikr. Our objective is that Allah's mercy has come to us from millions and billions. Allah Ta'ala selected us for what? For no other action. Just for one specific action. That we need to strengthen our certainty and yaqeen in Allah. That's it. Subhanallah. Because Allah Ta'ala, not in one place, Allah has announced throughout the Quran. Allah started in the Quran. Alif Lam Mim. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. In the beginning, Allah announced that strengthen your yaqeen. Strengthen your yaqeen. Otherwise, shaitan will come. He'll make you certain. Not on Jahannam or Jannah. Not on the hereafter. He will give you yaqeen, certainty in the world. You'll get this much money from this. How much wealth will you accrue? If you do this action, you'll get this. You'll get this treasure. You'll make this much profit, this much promotion, this much progress. And he will take you to the fire of Jahannam. So we need to strengthen our yaqeen that whatever Allah Ta'ala states is haqq and truth and certainty and reality. Yes, and whether we see or don't understand or see or not, we have so much yaqeen that if we pray Fajr Salah in the morning, alhamdulillah, we will take all of these rewards with us. All of these rewards, subhanallah. And when this yaqeen is strengthened, then will anybody leave Fajr Salah? Never, never. So this yaqeen, why is it weak? Why is it weak like mud? Shaitan's made it weak. So Allah's prepared, strengthen your yaqeen, certainty. How? Do dhikrullah. Dhikrullah. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. That's it. That's the point. To strengthen our yaqeen, belief and faith, we do what? Via dhikrullah. How do we do that? Your job, Allah says, is this, that you recite my pure name. Keep repeating, and it's my job, Allah says, to strengthen your yaqeen, your certainty. Allah says, my name, the more you repeat it. Allah says, my name. There's a verse of the Quran, if there's a hafiz, when he memorizes a verse, doesn't he memorize it straight away? Twice, few times, you have to repeat and repeat the verse. Keeps on repeating that verse. So many times he repeats that verse, then that verse absorbs into his brain. Penetrates his brain. So Allah, Allah's name. And we keep on saying it. Subhanallah. Then all Allah's safat, Allah Ta'ala's great mercy and the qualities from his name recitation will come into us. Subhanallah. So if we sit down and maraqabah, close your eyes, focus on the heart, attentive to the heart. Naqshbandi order, dhikr. Alhamdulillah. All the pious elders did dhikr for this purpose. The rest is nonsense, rubbish. All things people say, I do dhikr for this. Sufism, mysticism, this happens, kashf and visions and dreams. Nothing at all. Just one objective. One objective Allah has ordered us, instructed, do what? Allah says, strengthen your yaqeen, your faith, your certainty. If your faith and certainty is not solid, you won't pray salah, you won't understand the rewards, you won't understand dhikrullah, because you don't have yaqeen, you don't have belief that you're getting the rewards. So all your time you'll waste in the dunya. When your yaqeen is strong or strengthened, Allah says, not one second or an action will you let go by. Not a moment will you waste. Not a moment will you let go by the wayside. Allah says, to strengthen your yaqeen, I'll tell you the cure. One action can strengthen your yaqeen. What's that? Allah says, my name, grab it, recite it. Nothing else. Nothing else. No verses Allah prescribed, no action, no wazifa, no prayers, no recitation, no chilla, no lengthy time in isolation. Allah says, just one thing, recite my name. So those who've taken Allah's name with firmness, and they remember Allah in maraqabah, silent dhikr, the tariqah, the method. Maraqbah is the best method of remembering Allah. The best dhikr is what? to remember Allah's name, to repeat it, is maraqbah. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. This is repetition. Allah's name. That's all it is. Repetition, repetition. The more you repeat and recite His name. Look, you will have heard that, you know, you have the mendi, the henna, the kalam. The more you grind it, the more the smell, the fragrance and the color is extracted. The more you grind the henna, the more the fragrance and the color comes out of that powder. The more you grind it. So the more you repeat Allah's name, the more noor and magnificence and brilliance comes into that person. Allah, 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 Allah. So simple, as you don't even say it from your lips. Just recite it on your heart. My heart, Allah, is reciting your name. And my heart is saying your name and I'm hearing it. My heart is saying Allah and I'm listening. Subhanallah. Glory be to Allah. This is the niyyah you have to make after that. Allah, 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 Allah. Make it strong. Repeat it. Revise it. Revise it. The more you revise it, the more you repeat it, the more your yaqeen will strengthen. And it'll be simple to practice amal. The more your yaqeen is weak, broken heart praying salah is grief for me. Oh, it's hard to do zikr. What's the benefit here? I can't see no benefit. Is there any worldly benefit in this? If I do zikr, will I become a wali? When I do zikr, will people respect me? Call me Peer Saab, Sheikh Saab, thousands of desires? No, no. Say minus. I don't want a worldly benefit. I'm just saying Allah's name because I'm repeating Allah's name. I'm repeating Allah's name. I want to repeat it, revise it, mention it. Do you understand the objective of dhikr? What's the reason of doing dhikr? Purpose to repeat Allah's name. To make it strong, strong. Make Allah Ta'ala's name rub off onto you. Sibghatullah. Allah says, my color. So which is the best color? Allah's name, the color of the name of Allah. The Quran says, Sibghatullah. Allah says, what's the best? So how will the color rub off onto you? Allah Ta'ala's effect by repeating Allah's name. What does shaitan say? Oh no, no, my friend, leave zikrullah. Why are you doing that? What's in Allah's name? Just read a juz of Quran. You get this much thawab. Read a wafil salah, this much thawab. So much thawab in this action. No doubt there's so much thawab in those actions. No doubt. There's no doubt at all. Because even Allah has said that all these actions will give thawab. Definitely 100%. It's there. It's present. There's no element of doubt in this. No element. But thawab will be attained at that time when there is yaqeen in your heart that you're getting thawab. Yaqeen will you have strength. Look, I'll explain what is yaqeen. Certainty, faith, conviction. Now the person who has no faith, non-believer, who has no yaqeen in any faith, in any religion, if you make him read Quran, he'll read Quran. Will he get thawab? No. Maulana Sahib Sati, all the scholars, all ulama, respected scholars, ask him a question. If a person who has no yaqeen, no faith, no iman in Allah, and he's reading Quran, how much, oh, read 15 juz, how many? 10 juz. Brothers, will he get thawab? Yes, will he get a house in Jannah? No. Why? Same Arabic, classical Arabic, reading Quran, and he done wudu like you. Practically, I've seen this, people do this. He's done wudu, he's read the Quran, read, worn clean clothes, applied the fragrance, read the same Quran that you've read. He does tilawah recitation, he knows Arabic, he's doing all the same actions. And you're reading Quran as well. Who gets the thawab? Say loudly. Who? You will get thawab. Why? For this reason, because you have yaqeen. It doesn't matter what level of yaqeen you have. Due to the yaqeen, you will get the thawab. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. You understand the example? Simple example. So your yaqeen, your faith gives you the thawab. And he has no yaqeen, he's reading the same, but he's going minus, he has no thawab, no benefit. So if you go next example, the more your yaqeen is strong, the more your thawab will be attained. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. Now if I read, how many? I read 15 juz in Ramadan. Another person says, I read this many juz. Another person says, I read 16 juz, sabara. Are they all the same? No. Why? Why? They cannot be the same. The thawab he will get most whose yaqeen is the most. Subhanallah. Whose yaqeen. Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't? So how do we strengthen yaqeen? Who will have more yaqeen, more faith? The person who's dhakir, who's doing dhikrullah, and there's a person who's a non-dhakir, whose thawab will be greater? Say it loudly. The dhakir, this is hadith. This is hadith. Meaning of hadith, because the dhakir who does dhikr, he'll get more thawab for the same amal. For this reason, Allah says, he has strengthened, he's making stronger his iman, he's trying. He has got more iman, more yaqeen, more certainty, more faith, more conviction. So whatever amal you do in parallel with dhikr, this is hadith, whichever amal you do alongside dhikr, Allah says that amal becomes greater due to the strength of the push of what? Not due to the action of dhikr, due to his yaqeen being stronger in Allah. Do you understand what I'm saying still? So this is the pivot point, yaqeen. That's why we emphasize on dhikr. And the best method of doing dhikr from all tariqas are good. Loudly, jahir dhikr, la ilaha illallah. All tariqas methodology is fine. But the best methodology, the greatest, with the greatest result, strength, very quickly, swiftly strengthen your yaqeen. What is that? To remember Allah's name in the heart, i.e. maraqaba. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Why? If there's a doctor sitting here, he'll explain. Yes, if you take medicine, one is the medicine, you have tablets or capsules, you'll consume them. In place of that, he'll give you an injection. Which one will have a quicker impact? Tell me, doctor will answer the question. Injection or the tablets? Which medicine is more swift in response? Immediate impact, which medicine? The injection or the tablet? Which one? Yeah, because he'll give you a tablet, you swallow it, goes through your throat, into the stomach, then it goes into the bloodstream, into the body. If you need an emergency dose, what does the doctor do? Immediately says, bring the injection, needle, injects, immediately goes into the bloodstream. Immediate impact, say subhanallah. Subhanallah. So here, the tasawwuf, the Sufi brothers, consider, why should we swallow tablet? La ilaha illallah, do dhikr from the mouth, the impact is there. But we'll recite first, then we'll go in there, into the wujud, into the body, into the mind. Naqshbandi silsila, direct injection onto the heart. Direct injection, say subhanallah. Subhanallah. Direct impact on the heart. When it pierces the heart has to do the work. Tuck. Allah, Allah, Allah. Straight in the heart. It goes direct. Immediately the effect takes place. Immediately the impact takes place. The heart starts to get stronger. But now, it's a shame to say this. It's very big shame to say this. Astaghfirullah. We should be ashamed of this. That Allah Ta'ala has given us an opportunity. That we know about maraqabah, Allah has given us a shaykh, Allah has given us the tariqah of maraqabah, but we don't do it. Astaghfirullah. How sad. How sad. Sometimes we come, sometimes don't come, sometimes after Fajr we come, sometimes we come after Isha, sometimes we don't come, we disappear according to our desires and feelings and emotions. Should we treat such a valuable action like this? Is this appreciation of Allah's reward? Is this qadr? Is this valuing? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to those who appreciate Allah, will never waste their efforts. Never. The more you sacrifice, the more you make effort, the more you make effort in Allah's ways, the more fruits you will bear. The more you annihilate your nafs desires, I'm tired, I can't be asked, I don't feel like your rest, I'll start from tomorrow. Subhanallah. Whoever has crushed his desires, whether tomorrow comes or not, doesn't matter if I'm tired. So what? What difference does it make? If I've got a great opportunity, I could go and sit and do dhikrullah. Am I mad that I'm going to waste it? Am I mad to waste this opportunity? The person who crushes his desires and feelings and bears patiently through his hard times, do you think Allah Ta'ala will not reward that person? Will Allah Ta'ala not elevate your status? That for my sake he's left his bed, for my sake he's left his friends, for my sake he's left his family, his ease, his comfort. In difficult times he came forward and said, no, I'll do the dhikrah. All of this is the fadl of Allah on that person. Look at this. And he leaves everything and comes. God, you don't come to dhikr. Why don't you come to dhikr? You should come sometimes. Look, do this action, do the action. Is this a human being? You have to remind him. Keep on telling him, informing him. Have you ever thought that in the morning you have to beg someone to eat breakfast? Do you eat breakfast? I ask you a question. Do you eat breakfast? Or have your lunch or food? Do you have to beg them? Is that when you eat, when people beg to you to eat? Is that when you eat? Tell me. Or go to work, please beg. When somebody begs you and pleads, is that when you go to work? Tell me. So what we realize in our lives, there's a big difference in the emphasis. There's a big difference in our iman. A massive difference. And the time of death, we will see the consequences of this for the human being. When our consciousness, Allah has given maraqaba method, awareness, understanding, Allah has given you a shaykh, Allah has given you a majlis, Allah has given you a status, maqam, pure, and there's nothing, no contamination of dunya there. We have no link with the dunya, no politics, no dunya, we have no desire, no need, we have no connection with anyone from dunya. Whoever comes, we have no need, no want, we have one link, one connection, and our lives, during this world, we want to improve our akhirah hereafter. Are we mad that we fall into some other trap, into politics, or fall into the traps of dunya? If we see someone, he's right, that politics, this situation, his situation, we have no need to fall into that trap. For us, there's one path. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Yes, have you bought these kitabs that have been published? How ungrateful we are, tell me, how ungrateful. So sad to say, your sheikh's kitab is published and you don't buy it? Yes, that if our yaqeen is so weak, our link, rabta sheikh, connection with our sheikh, which is the greatest connection, so sad to say, that insan, he stood on the banks of the ocean, the coast of the sea, and his thirst does not get quenched. Why don't we understand? We've taken hold of a path. At least be sincere on that path. At least be sincere. That is this something to explain or repeat or tell you? That you want to do an action and you are on that path, but you don't do the action. Amazing. Don't you know the greatest path, or the greatest action in suluk is what? Rabta Sheikh. Connection with the Sheikh. What's Rabta? Everything that connects you, takes you, meets you with your Sheikh and strengthens your connection, you should attain that, obtain that. Subhanallah. And us, what's our hal? Yes, I don't know, it just came out of my mouth. I don't know. What's the case? What's the situation? What's your situation, condition? So this brother's success isn't attained just for nothing, by nothing. This is not the way to attain success. We are doing the deeds to attain loss and regret. We'll get more loss, more regret thereafter. Oh, I wasted my time. I was stood on the coast of the sea, on the bank of the river. This was the reward if I'd done this. This was the status. Tell me, tomorrow, yesterday's day, where's it gone? What did you earn yesterday? What did you earn? 24 hours yesterday, what did you earn? From morning until now, what have we earned? What have you earned? How much dunya have you earned? But for this dunya, we have given up so much of the akhirah. So much of the akhirah we've given up. Compare yourself. Compare yourself. So many things in this dunya we've left. So many things of the akhirah we've left for this dunya. So many actions we could have done easily. But every time somebody should push us, explain to us, Allah's karam, that somehow Allah Ta'ala says to keep explaining to you, told you the path, put you on the straight path, and in your heart you've got yaqeen and you know it's correct. But after you want the angels to come, Jibreel alayhi salam should come and push you. Oh no, why should I do dhikr? What's the benefit? So sad to say this. And then the next step, Allah Ta'ala's next step take, Allah Ta'ala implements the next step. Just like the way Allah Ta'ala brought you to dhikr, then you go towards the minus level. Allah Ta'ala distances you. Distances you. I've seen many people like this. They come with passion, desire, fervor, keenness. But when they're ungrateful, then Allah Ta'ala pulls them away to the negative steps. There's a big dua. Remember this. That the dua, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, oh Allah Ta'ala, Allah, I seek protection. I seek protection from you, Allah. I seek protection and refuge that I don't go back to the old ways and I don't take a U-turn back towards my old ways. Allah, save me from that fitna. Then Allah Ta'ala brings that person to that position he was in before. Allah Ta'ala makes him like he was before. Allah says, go, you were not appreciating what I did before. So brothers, will you appreciate? Will you value? Okay. So everything is based on value. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he narrates a hadith. Subhanallah. The meaning of the hadith is that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, this hadith is Sahih hadith, authentic. That the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every night, we need to listen to this hadith, every night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every night, in other words, since I've been born, every night, night comes in it in my life, doesn't it? It's come in my life, isn't it? Nights have come. Many, since I've been born, nights come every day. So Allah says, every night, so much power in this statement. Imagine, tell me, every night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Every night in the third portion of the night, such a great secret Allah Ta'ala is unraveling in front of us, such a massive favor of Allah's, there's such a great secret, such a great fantastic piece of news, a secret that Allah Ta'ala is revealing to us via the sadaqah of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Such a great secret, unique, fantastic, brilliant news that Allah Ta'ala is delivering to us via the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Every night, in the third portion of the night, the third part of the night, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala comes to the lowest heaven. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. Did anybody know this? Can we ever realize this or know this without us being told? This is a hadith in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim. What a great secret Allah Ta'ala has told us. And now we have to gauge our certainty and belief. Let's look at my yaqeen and your yaqeen. How much do we believe in Allah and how deceptive we are? Fraudsters, this announcement's being made. Every night, as long as we remain alive, in the third part of the night, the third phase of the night, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala descends to the lowest heaven, towards the dunya. And Allah announces, is there anyone there? Is there anybody there who makes dua to me, supplication to me, praise to me, so I can accept it? Say Subhanallah. Is there anyone there who presents his needs to me so I can remove his wants, fulfill them? Is there anybody who requests forgiveness from me so I can forgive him? Subhanallah. Every night, this night's coming, then the third part of the night, this announcement will be, now there's two things there, make solid. Two things we need to understand correctly. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, when He says something, it is a fact, 100%. إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادِ. It happens 100%. It can never be there if Allah says and it doesn't occur. So if Allah said every night, in the third part of the night, I tell you three things. Is there anyone there who asks from me and I give to him? Is there anyone there who makes dua to me? Is there anyone there who wants forgiveness and asks me forgiveness? Whichever human being asks, don't even imagine, don't even think that those things he will not attain. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Imagine. Don't even imagine. So don't we want them? We don't need them, that means, isn't it? There's two questions that arise there. Number one, either we don't need these things, we don't need dua, we don't need to make dua to Allah. Straightforward, isn't it? Nor do we need Allah to forgive us. We don't need Allah's forgiveness, do we? And nor do we want the third thing, that Allah Ta'ala, we ask Allah for our needs and our wants. I've got so much, I don't need to ask Allah. Is this the case? We don't need these things. Either these three conditions are here, that we don't need to ask Allah. Looks like mostly it's this. That we have no need or want, we don't need to ask Allah. Why should I ask Allah? Why should I make dua to Allah? Why should I say to Allah, Allah, please fulfill my needs? If I have yaqeen that Allah is the Khalik, He is the Rabb, He is the Malik, all the treasures are in His hands. He is the one who gives, He is the one who takes, He is the one who distributes. All of humanity He gives, Allah is the one who gives. If all of Allah's safat and His attributes we believe and have yaqeen, tell me, then can any Muslim, has anyone got a need to go to anyone else today? If I need something, if I become sick today, if I have a difficulty today, worry, which human being is there who hasn't got a problem? In every way or form in the life, in the world, we are stuck. We are stuck for one reason. Allah Ta'ala desires, third part of the night comes, and my human being comes to me, and asks for me, and with happiness I will give to him. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Is there anyone there? Tell me. Is there anyone there? In our life, does the third part of the night never come? In our life, don't we have a need for anything in our lives? Or don't we have yaqeen that we'll ask from Allah and Allah will not give to us? Shaitan second waswasa, whisper. The yar, I went, I heard this hadith, I said, Allah give me this shop. When I woke up in the morning, there wasn't a shop, somebody else bought it. That business, that's our yaqeen. And there were monkeys and apes like this, animals. Oh, yaar, I asked Allah for this. My son is ill. My daughter's not ill. She's ill. She wasn't cured. Hazrat Sahib said in the third part of the night, do dua. I made the dua tonight and I didn't get anything. We have this yaqeen. Oh, no. I had a situation, a worry, an obstacle, problem. I asked Allah, I didn't give. First point. Mu'min. He's not a mu'min who hasn't got yaqeen. Allah says, I give. And he says, Allah doesn't give. He's not a mu'min. Is he a Muslim, that person? How can he be if he doubts? And a person who is yaqeen that Allah gives, The person who has yaqeen Allah gives, then he has total yaqeen that Allah will give. Total yaqeen. Allah says, I'll give 100%. But when somebody asks from me, then I love him so much, I want to give to him, but I'll give according to my choice. I'll give to him when and how. I'll give according to my choice, my decision, my hikmah, with my wisdom, and something that's not compatible for him, I will give that shop he was praying for. If he had not asked, maybe I would have given it. Maybe he would have got into debt via that shop or business. He would have committed thousands of sins due to that business. But now he's come to me. If he didn't ask me, he would have had it. But now he's come to me for guidance. I've bypassed that shop from him. Second opportunity for him, when he comes, I will give to him. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. So Allah Ta'ala, has he given or not? The things we wanted, Allah has given better things than that. Allah will give to us better things than that. Because we have asked from Allah. We have come to Allah's court. We have bowed to Allah, submitted to Allah. So how can it be that Allah will not give to the human being? How can it be? How can it be that we won't attain what we're asking for? So the second point, we need to make a solid 100% understanding. Don't fall into the whispering of shaitan. If I ask, I won't get it. No. The most important action has become this. The most important action is that I need to go and ask in Allah's court. End of story. After that, leave it to Allah. Leave it to Allah. It's Allah's choice. Your stamp has been approved and sealed. Allah's choice is then when and how. There should be no waswasa, no doubt, no shak. Total 100% yakin. I've asked Allah dua. Subhanallah, I've made the dua today. I'm successful. That's the end of story. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. That's it. That's how much yakin we should have in our Rabbah, sustainer. Why? Why? Because Allah, who gives the tawfiq, who gives us the capability to do dua? Allah gives. We're so happy, the walis of Allah, so happy, the walis of Allah, when, subhanallah, that I had a severe need. The kamal was that I have asked Allah for what I wanted. That's the great achievement. Great achievement. For on whose reference am I saying this? Such a great wali of Allah, Hazrat Arifi rahmatullah alayhi. Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi's ajal khalifa. Hazrat Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi rahmatullah alayhi. May Allah ta'ala bestow rahmah and mercies on his grave. Ameen. He used to cry and say this, Allah, your extreme mercy, Allah, your extreme grace. I am successful. You've allowed me to do dua. You told me to do dua to you, and I've been enabled by you to do dua. I have nothing to be sad about. No, Allah. Allah, you said, come to me in the third part of the night and ask for forgiveness. I, in the third part of the night, I woke up and said, Allah, Allah, you are calling me yourself. Allah calls out. Allah invites. My Hazrat Sahib, his Walid Sahib, respected father, Hazrat Mulana Muhammad Hussain Sahib, Rahmatullah, great Shaykhul Hadith in Bhopal. When? When? Not today, not yesterday, not 2 days ago. I'm talking about 1200 Hijri. When? 1200 Hijri, 12th century, yeah? Early 1900s, before that. In the 12th century of the Hijri was Shaykhul Hadith in Bhopal. Whose generation was that? Who passed by there? I'm talking about my Hazrat Sahib's respected father. Look, now you think that what a great Shaykh you have a connection with. Say Subhanallah. How have we appreciated that? Have you valued that? Have you valued that? It's not today the Shaykh. From that generation, that Shaykh, Allah has made you that link with that Shaykh. In Bolton you're sitting and you got that link. Whose name you cannot imagine. What a great Shaykh he is. He was in his generation. Only Allah. Such great Shaykh. The Hazrat Saharanpuri, rahmatullah. You know Hazrat Saharanpuri? Hazrat Khalilullah Ahmad Saharanpuri himself, he would go for ziyarah to Gadai Sharif. Subhanallah. This is my Hazrat Sahib's, his respected father, his event, I'm telling you. Hazrat Saharanpuri himself would go to see. So imagine what Hazrat Sahib will be, my Shaykh. There's an event here I'd like to share with you. That Allah Ta'ala comes to the lowest heaven, close to the earth, and calls out. I'll give you proof. I present my statement with experience and proof. My Shaykh, rahmatullah, stated, and in a special gathering, sometimes he would say this. So I'm telling you about a very unique gathering. Not a normal gathering, a very unique special gathering in which Hazrat Sahib stated this. Hazrat Sahib stated that once I was doing maraqbah with my father. Imagine the gathering. Hazrat Sahib, my Shaykh, with his father, maraqbah. In the 1300 after Hijri, Hazrat Sahib's young. He is a born wali. And his father is a Shaykh of his time. Chishti silsila, Chishti order. My Hazrat Sahib's father was a Shaykh in the Chishti, the Hazrat Mulana Muhammad Hussain Chishti. Great Shaykh. Great face, blessings. He's present. Night time, third part of the night. Khanka and Garai Sharif, wilderness, jungle all round. Wilderness, just goats tied up. Nothing else. Wilderness and jungle around there. Desert land. Small, small mud huts. In that time, I'm telling you, 1200 Hijri, 1300 Hijri, 12th century after Hijri, Hazrat Sahib sat there. Third part of the night. Stars are out, glowing. Moon's out. Father and son are sat in Maraqaba. Third part of the night. Imagine, their affairs is coming to us, oh jahil people, ignorant people. I am ask for forgiveness. I've said jahil with forgiveness. I see forgiveness. Have appreciation when you sit with me in dhikr. Immediately, Hazrat Ali Murtaza's fairs, rahmatullah alayhi, comes to you. Who? My sheikh, who I'm speaking about. This man, if you're thousands of miles away doing dhikr with me, whether you're here, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, wherever you are, doing dhikr with me in the majlis, if your niyyah is correct, you're doing maraqba. Inshallah, due to these mashayikh and our order, you will get the fairs. You're not wasting your time if you make effort. You come in the morning, you join the gathering. Let me tell you, but have yaqeen, strong. Oh, there's no benefit, nothing. Foolish people gathering benefit, 100% you are receiving. Who says you're not getting benefit? Who's saying there's no benefit? Who told you this? Shaitan is telling you this. So Hazrat Sahib is present, his father is present, and then Maraqaba, father and son, third part of the night. What is the scene, friends? Imagine, think about it. The walis of Allah of their time, and you are their children spiritually. MashaAllah, say Subhanallah. Subhanallah, you are their children. Children, tell me, such great human beings, walis of Allah, will their children be fraudsters, deceptors, will they do dhulam, oppress people? Will they defraud people or do bad to people or break their rights? Will they have bad akhlaq? How elevated will their akhlaq be? Will their manners be? Will their conduct be? That their link is with the greatest of sheikhs. Imagine their akhlaq, their lives will be elevated. Will they deceive people? Will they do dhulam with people? Oppress people? Will they say wrong statements to people? Will they spread the wrong deen? Will they burn people's houses down? Will they burn their homes? No, subhanAllah. Such people who are linked and connected with the great sheikhs, in the dunya they spread akhlaq. Good conduct, good manners, they spread akhlaq. And they teach love, they spread love, muhabbat, they distribute it. The Holy Prophet Sunnah, they revive it. They revive it. They are such people that when others see them, non-Muslims become Muslims due to their akhlaq. They don't burn people's homes. They don't destroy people's homes. They don't burn down places of worship or religious places of worship. They don't criticize them. They have such enlightened faces that people see them and become Muslims. These people, this is propaganda, negative propaganda in the world today. I'm telling you the reality. So this sheikh who I'm speaking about, today's sheikhs, you know, you hear about them, their words, falah falah is coming. Yeah, they're good. But I'm telling you about the golden generation that you cannot imagine. From there, you are connected to that generation. Hazrat Sahib, 1200 Hijri, 12th century after Hijri, I've connected you to them. You haven't gone there, you haven't traveled, you haven't got there, you haven't arrived there, but subhanAllah, whose fadl is this? Allah Ta'ala's fadl, grace, mercy upon you. Should you be valuing this, appreciate this, or will you make a fast after today? Tell me. This silsila, the person who's left this silsila, there's no bigger loser. Who's saying? Has a Mujaddad al-Afthani, rahmatullahi. That the biggest, wretched, most cursed person is that person who joins the silsila, then leaves. Shaitan makes him leave the silsila. He is a wretched person, cursed person, loser person, that the rahm of Allah he gets and he leaves. But the most fortunate, happy person, man, woman, is that person. Doesn't matter how weak his amal is, but if he's put his hand into the hand of the Naqshbandi Sheikh, he is the most successful person. Yes, if he's done tawbah at the hand of the Naqshbandi Sheikh, he is successful. But you have to appreciate, become people who appreciate. So what was I saying to you? Yes. So they were doing maraqba, both father and son. Hazrat Muhammad Hussain Sahib, is it 9:30 Salah? Okay, fine. Right, so they sat together, Hazrat Sahib and his respected father, doing maraqba. And Hazrat Sahib says that I heard that my father was saying, your servant is present, labaik, labaik, Allah, your servant is present, labaik, labaik, your servant is present. 3-4 times loudly I heard this. Hazrat says, and the word reverberated, he said, I was doing maraqba. Alongside that he turned around, said, Ali Murtaza, did you hear this, the announcement? Did you hear this voice? Did you hear this? Who I responded to? Did you hear the voice that I responded to? I replied, Hazrat said, I became worried, I had fear overcame me. Fear. I shook. Brothers, this voice, it spreads in the heavens. The call of Allah. This is not necessary that this hadith sahih, and the words that are told to us in the hadith, they are solid 100%. Third part of the night, we're sat in Bolton. Doesn't matter wherever you are, in any street of Bolton, this voice will come to you. Allah calling out will come to you if you have yaqeen. In these places, all of the world, doesn't matter if you're in England, America, Allah is one, His earth is one. Allah's announcement is arrived, Makkah, Medina, Bolton, wherever you are in the world, it will come to you, Allah's call, Allah's announcement. So at that time, if a person says, Allah, labbaik, Allah, I'm present. Allah, I'm present. As a Mujaddad al-Iftani, Ramdhai, said, he had a unique situation. He said, I wake up with this call, Allah's invitation is what makes me wake up. He was Mujaddad al-Iftani. What is he saying? That when Allah calls in the third part of the night, every night Allah's call wakes me up. That's why I wake up. Oh Mujaddad, wake up, ask me what you want. Allahu Akbar. Amazing. Amazing. So what a fantastic path and the doors that Allah Ta'ala has opened to us. In the third part of the night, if we wake up, after waking up, we present our knees to Allah. Then Allah, that will be fulfilled. You are sick, you have problems, needs, wake up, third part of the night. Ask from Allah, stamp of approval is given. When you'll get it, how you get it, don't wait. Otherwise Allah is unhappy. Oh, so you have a doubt in me now, Allah says. That I call you, I invite you, I announce to you third part of the night, and then I don't give to you, you have a doubt, then run away. Be gone with you, Allah says, be gone with you. Have conviction, faith. I've attained what I asked for. I've got better than, if I don't get what I've asked for, then better than that Allah will give to me. I have no worry, no concern now. Say subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. So brothers, now I ask you a question. There's such a great name Allah has given to us, treasure. And why are we monkeys then after that? Why do we stay asleep? Why do we just play games? All the doors and paths Allah has opened for us. So what do we need? What do we need? And who is announcing this? Not a king. Not a king. If a king says, come tomorrow, whoever wants nationality, if this announcement may come in the morning, 10 a.m, come and stand in the queue. Every single person, the whole country will empty to get their nationality. And they have yaqeen that I'll get the residency permit. He's announced the king. With such yaqeen, will arrive there to that queue. And if by chance we say that if he gets sick, no, 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 today we can't because there's flu. Oh, he's a human being. I can't do that today. Not necessary that he can do it that day. He's calling you and then he doesn't give to you. But Allah, according to these words of the hadith, my Rabb, my sustainer, my Khalik, in the third part of the night calls out. Who's saying this? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says this. Allah's Nabi. Because the king might not give, he might become sick the next day. But Allah Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my Khalik, my Malik, my sustainer, my Lord is calling. Is there any doubt left now? The king of the kings, Allah, subhanallah, who is in charge of the treasures, when he says, kun, it occurs. It occurs. He has no dependency on anyone, without any need, without any wife, without a father, the child is born. Along with this is Allah's glory and power and capability. Is anyone greater than Allah? Nobody, nobody, tell me. And if Allah is saying, come, come to me, clearly we realize that our yaqeen has a big gap. And the stamp of shaitan. Oh, forget that. Why you have to get up at 3 a.m? Oh, we'll ask him some other time. Or we'll go to some human being and ask him for help. He'll give us the reference. Oh, forget about sickness. We have to go to the doctor. He'll give us an injection. We'll be fine. We don't need to get up and ask from Allah. If after doing dua, 30, 40 days, if you do dua every day, if a mad person doesn't get cured, tell me. Even the maddest of people will become cured because experience it, because Allah Zamalik, get up, beg in front of him in the last third of the night, the third phase of the night. There's a point I'd like to explain in passing. Tahajjud Salah, have you heard about Tahajjud Salah? You've heard about it, haven't you? You know Tahajjud Salah? I'm not talking about Tahajjud. Say Subhanallah. Aha. Look at Allah's glory. Yes. Have I spoken about Salah? No. I'm talking about the third part of the night. Allah says, come to me and ask from me. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. Yes, Allah put a tax on. Just you have to pray Salah, Tahajjud Salah, and you have to pray this much, come to me, then do Dhikr, then do Tilawat. Tahajjud, you have to pray. If you don't pray, you won't get this. No, Allah hasn't put any precondition. Allah says, third part of the night. Third phase, and my Hazrat was Haleem, so merciful, soft. Naqshbandi Sheikh normally is Jalali. He is passionate. By chance, if you have that blood of Umar Farooq, then he's very Jalali. You have to save yourself from him. Be careful. But Hazrat Sahib was Haleem. He was so, so soft and tender and kind. So what a beautiful underlying point he mentioned here. Ajeeb, unique paths that the Walis of Allah prescribe for us with ease, tell us. Easy, simple solution. He said, there's no mention of salah, no prayer mat, no wudu. Hazrat Sahib said, even if you sit on your mattress and say, Subhanallah, three times astaghfar, three times durood shareef, even then when you make this dua, your dua will be accepted, Subhanallah. Then go to sleep, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. We can't even do that. That all you have to do is sit on the mattress, no wudu, don't do any action, no salah. You have to say, Allah, I'm sick, three times each. Say, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Recite that. After that, recite durood shareef three times astaghfar. Your eyes are closed, sleepy. Allah, oh, I'm sick. Allah, take the sickness away. Allah, take the sickness away. Allah, take the disease away. Allah, I'm going to sleep. I'm going to sleep. Allahu akbar. Allahu Akbar. Don't pray salah. It's not far, this is salah tahajjud. It's not far, this is it. Just ask Allah. Just go for your needs. If you can pray, if you can't. But tahajjud salah is a different subject. That's a fantastic salah. Great salah. At that time, you don't have, you should pray that. When can you pray that? Tahajjud salah. Time, when does it start? Soon as you've prayed the fard of isha, you're going to pray now soon. Straight after the fard of isha, tahajjud starts. Some ulama say no. Two rakah of tahajjud. Sunnah, two sunnah of isha, after the fard of isha, the ulama say that when you pray two rakah after the fard, the sunnah after that, that tahajjud time starts. Okay, understood? So then you can pray the nafil of tahajjud after the isha, two salah, two tahajjud, four tahajjud, six tahajjud has been fulfilled. You are tahajjudi, you are tahajjud prayer. Say Subhanallah, you are regular in tahajjud. Who said you have to get up third part of the night, pray tahajjud? Who said that? You have to do that. You don't have to. So tahajjud prayer, everyone should be praying tahajjud. You pray isha, after isha zala, four fard, after the four fard, pray the two sunnah of isha. After that, read two nafil, four nafil. After that, read the witr, tahajjud salah, completed. Second method, pray your complete salah isha, after isha, then pray tahajjud after the complete salah. You can do that as well. Will you do that from today? True promise. So two things we need to do. Don't be ungrateful and don't go without appreciation. Three actions to promise. One, two, three. Shall I revise, remind you? Repeat, or do you want to be ungrateful? No, don't be ungrateful. You want to value? First, point number one, what should we appreciate? Maraqabah. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Don't leave maraqabah. Silent dhikr, great action. We've described that, explained that. Listen to my bayan again. Now it'll come live, soon, very soon. It's not about fighting, quarreling, disputes. You learn deen in this discussion. Deen. Do you listen afterwards? Listen again. Listen again. Two, three times. Definitely listen to the same bayan. Okay? Right. Point number one, maraqabah. Point number two is what? I forgot to myself. One was maraqabah. Second was what? Second was what? What was it? The dua. In the third part of the night. Definitely wake up. Okay? Third part of the night. Third phase of the night. Whatever you want. Whatever you want to ask for. Yes? If you don't want to get up, stand up. But obviously you can ask for rizq or wealth. And if you ask every day, then you'll get the stamps of approval. The tariqah, I've told you how to wake up. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. And the third point was what? Tahajjud. When will you pray tahajjud? After Isha Salah, after the Isha Fard, after the two Sunnah of Isha, you can pray Tahajjud after that, or complete the Isha Salah, then pray, or whilst you're about to go to sleep, you have to pray Tahajjud. So tell me, no one's Tahajjud should be missed, should it? Nobody's Tahajjud should be missed. Three things rise. Will you do this, brothers? Inshallah. Then Allah Ta'ala say that He's very grateful, seven of mine. He has learnt how to ask from me, mashallah. Yes, they know how to do maraqabah, subhanallah. What a great actions we've attained. Just a short space time. So Allah say, oh, they appreciate, value what I've given to them. They value this Jamaat, this congregation, this assembly. So because they value so much, that I will enter all of them into paradise. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala give us all the ability. Make Allah make us good people, pious people, people with good akhlaq, beautiful akhlaq, good manners. In our words, from our words and mouths should beautiful words come, good fragrance, and people's hearts should become tender and soft when we speak to them. This should be the case, isn't it? Yes, recite durood sharif.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, as-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidina mursalin, shafi'il muslimin, taha wa yasin, al-habib al-amin, Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadin nabiyil ummi yasaji mahatul mu'minin wa zuriyatihi wa ahli baytihi kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Sallim tasliman daiman nabadan kaseeran kaseera. Ya Allah tu apne fazl o karam se mere maula, ya Allah is barkat raat mein ya kareem apne fazl se apne khaas karam se hum sab ke gunahon ko maaf farma de. Ya Allah hum sab ki bakhshish farma de. Ya Allah hamare sagira aur kabira gunahon ko maaf farma de. Danishta ghair danishta gunahon ko maaf farma de. Ya Allah hamari toba ko qabul farma le. Ya Allah hamari duaon ko qabul farma le. Hamari ibadat ko qabul farma le. Ya Allah hamari ibadat ko qabul farma de. Ya Allah hamari pareshaniyon ko dur farma de. Ya Allah hamari musibaton ko dur farma de. Ya Allah hamari hajaton ko pura farma de. Ya Allah jo hajatain lekar hum aaye tere darbar mein mere maula apne fazl o khaas se hamari hajaton ko pura farma de. Ya Allah jo bimar hain jinhon duaon ke liye kaha mere maula, ya Allah unki bimaron ko bilkul, ya Allah tu sehat ata farma, shifa kamil naseeb farma. Ya Allah imaan wali zindagi naseeb farma. Ya mere maula apne fazl o karam se hame bar bar zikr ki taufeeq naseeb farma, tilawat e quran naseeb farma, raat ki ibadat naseeb farma. Ya Allah tahajjud naseeb farma. Ya Allah raat mein tujh se duaen maangne ki taufeeq naseeb farma, istighfar ki taufeeq naseeb farma. Ay mere maula hamare dilon ko saaf aur shaffaf kar de. Ya Allah behtareen ikhlaq mein ata farma. Ya Allah behtareen ikhlaq mein ata farma, behtareen ikhlaq ata farma. Qaul o fail mein mere maula hamare hum aange ata farma. Ya Allah hamare mein nifaq banawat riya hamare jism se nikal de mere maula. Ya Allah, ya Allah tu hum pe karam khaas naseeb farma. Ya Allah tu apne khalq khaas naseeb farma. Ya Allah is basti ko poore azab se, kisi pareshani se, bimariyon se paak farma de. Ya Allah is masjid mein tarakki naseeb farma. Ya Allah namaziyon ko bohtaat ata farma. Har afaat se, har musibat se is masjid ko bacha, yahan ke namaziyon ko bacha. Ya Allah har qisam ki bimariyon se bacha, har qisam ke afaat se bacha, har qisam ki pareshaniyon se bacha, har qisam ke fasad se bacha. Ya Allah ek sukoon wali zindagi naseeb farma. Ya Allah hamare maa baap ki bakhshish farma. Ya Allah hamare maa baap ki bakhshish farma, hamare rishtedaron ki bakhshish farma, hamare janne walon ki bakhshish farma. Ya Allah apne fazl e khaas se, apne habib ke sadqe se hamari sari duaon ko qabul farma. Sallallahu taala ala khair khalqihi muhammadin wa alihi sahbi jamain bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahimin. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, salamun ala mursalin, walhamdulillahi.